I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Jihadists continue to terrorize Burkina Faso, where an increasing number of Christians are displaced due to the violence. Todd Nettleton with the Voice of the Martyrs USA says the Burkinabe Church faces questions and an enormous task.
How do we care for these thousands of people that have just come into our city? How do we encourage them? How do we help make sure they don't starve to death?
Most of the jihadists are members of an Al-Qaeda affiliate based in Mali, Burkina's northern neighbor.
They are pushing further and further south into Burkina Faso, and that is resulting in violent attacks against Christians.
Nettleton says some Muslims are seeking out Christian teaching because they know the terrorists are operating from an Islamic worldview. Pray they would come to Christ and pray that Christians would persevere in hope. And the team at Radio TV 4VEH, a partner of Transworld Radio, has countless stories of God's perfect timing. Their station has been broadcasting gospel-centered content across Haiti for 75 years. Kate Michelle says one listener named Darbell had lost hope and was planning to kill himself. But then he turned on 4VEH and a pastor was preaching from a gospel passage. The pastor said point blank,
"Don't do the thing that you're planning to do. Don't kill yourself. If there's a place you don't feel at ease, brush off the dust from your sandals and walk away."
Darbell realized he could do just that. He moved to a new place where he eventually started a family. He later told 4VEH,
"If God saved me through 4VEH, I want God to use me to preach the gospel like the Apostle Paul did."
Praise God for bringing hope to Haitians. Find your place in the story at missionnews.org. Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. We're listener supported by people just like you. So by giving to Mission Network News, you enable us to keep the stories of God's kingdom coming. Look for links at missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.